From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The evacuation continues. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it expects evacuations for thousands of Syrians still waiting to leave Aleppo and a pair of villages under rebel siege in Idlib province to go on throughout the day today and into tonight, but cautioned bad weather is slowing the process. The ICRC is helping with the evacuations and said Thursday so far about 34,000 people have left eastern Aleppo, which rebels held for 4 years, and their effort to push President Bashar al-Assad from office. That figure includes 4,000 rebel fighters who left overnight. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura expressed some gratification and some regrets.
I wish we had had in October a much more effective response. We would have avoided so much suffering day and night. But in a way, we will see how it ends.
Hundreds more people have left the two villages in Idlib that the government insisted be included in the evacuation. 3 days after a truck slammed into a Christmas market in Berlin, authorities across Europe searched on Thursday for the chief suspect in the attack, who German officials identified as a Tunisian man who was supposed to have been deported months ago. Authorities said Wednesday 24-year-old Anis Amri had come to Germany in July of 2015, and for 6 months this year was under surveillance following a tip he might try to buy weapons for a possible attack. That probe ended in September, and counterterrorism agencies last exchanged information about him in November. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging the U.S. to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlement activities in a vote scheduled for Thursday. The Security is due to vote on a draft that would demand that Israel immediately and completely cease all settlement activities. This is VOA News. Amid ongoing accusations that Russia attempted to influence and subvert the U.S. presidential election, Europe is bracing for a similar operation by Moscow before a series of elections. France, Germany, and the Netherlands go to the polls in 2017, and analysts say Russia's already attempting to influence the outcomes. Moscow denies the accusations, Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
As the chief European architect of sanctions against Russia, analysts say German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the European leader Moscow would most like to see voted out of power.
Dazu müssen wir auch die Menschen sehr informieren.
In a speech this month, Merkel warned of the dangers of external attempts to hack the election, adding that German leaders must inform people and express their political convictions clearly. The Chancellor is running for a fourth term in power, but she does have an Achilles heel. Nearly a million migrants arrived in Germany in 2015, and analysts say Russia will likely use this to try to whip up anti-immigrant feeling. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
European leaders hope that by sounding the alarm early, any attempts by Moscow to influence upcoming elections can be extinguished. Reuters reports today on the Russian defense minister, who said that Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed 35,000 rebel fighters and succeeded in halting a chain of revolutions in the Middle East. Speaking at a gathering of top military officials that appeared designed to showcase Russia's military achievements, Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu said that Moscow's intervention had prevented the collapse of the Syrian state. Russia's intervention in Syria is widely seen as having saved President Bashar al-Assad's forces from defeat and as being crucial to their retaking full control of Aleppo. Chilling news from the Kremlin yesterday that the communications with the United States are frozen. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Russian broadcaster that almost every level of dialogue with the United States is frozen and that the countries don't communicate with one another except minimally. The State Department countered that just a day earlier the two countries spoke about Syria. John Kirby from the U.S. State Department speaking yesterday.
You have the foreign minister of their country and the Secretary of State of the United States just speaking yesterday. And you have, let me finish, you have the Defense Department acknowledging that they held another VTC on deconfliction in Syria. But today, I think. As I said at the outset, maybe you didn't hear what I said. I said, I don't know what to make of his comments. I think you should ask Mr. Peskov what he means by his comments. What I can tell you is, from our perspective, there's no break in the dialogue, and communications are not frozen. That's not the way we would describe it.
And for more on that, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.